Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memra by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Lamed. The second perek El Metzias. This perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that a found garment should be spread out for its benefit, but not for the finder's benefit. A question was posed, Utsarcho Utsarchamai. If he spreads it out for his own needs as well as the garment's needs, what is the halacha? A braisa teaches regarding Egla Rufa, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Badasha, and it thresh grain, Kasheret, it is still fit for Egla Rufa. Bishua Shatanik Vitadish Psua, but if you join it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. This proves that actions for the needs of both is considered like only for his own needs. The Gemara answers that regarding the Egla Rufa, the Pasuk says, Asher lo ubadba, from which work was not done, disqualifying it, even through work for its own needs. If it did work only for its own benefit, it remains fit, similar to paraduma, which is not disqualified by a bird resting on it or a bull mating with it. The word ubad is written without a vav, which signifies actively working with it, teaching that just as an owner's working an animal pleases him, Av ubad de nichle, so too ubad must please the owner to disqualify. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one found a sack, a box, or any item which he would not pick up even if it were his, he's not obligated to pick it up. A braisa darshens the pasuk, v'hi salamta, and you will hide it from the lost animal, meaning ignore it, teaching. Pamim she'atam misalem, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost item is in a cemetery, or she has zakin ve'enol. Or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor. Or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. The Gemara explains that the pasuk is only necessary for the middle case. Rava said, Hikisha, if he hit the animal to drive it towards its owner, he must finish returning it. Rava taught where this exemption does not apply. Kosha b'shalo, maxer, anything he would return if it were his own, b'shal chaver, nami maxer, he must also return if it's his friend's. And point with you, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. The Gemara asks that he was exempt as a zokin ve'enu lifi kvodo, and answers, lifni mishur sadin hudavit, he went beyond the letter of the law, because Rav Yosef taught a braisa darshening, v'hudato lehem ze beis chayem, and you shall inform them, this refers to the obligation to earn a livelihood, as haderech zogmil sasadim, the way, this refers to kind deeds, yelchu ze bikur chulim, that they may walk, this refers to visiting the sick, ba zokvur, in it, this refers to burying the dead, Vesamaisa Zehadin, and the actions, this refers to keeping the law itself. Asher Yasun Zolif Nimishor Zedin, that they should do, this refers to going beyond the letter of the law. Visiting the sick, which would be included in kind deeds, teaches that even one born under the same constellation, who takes 1/60th of the sixth person's sickness, must nonetheless visit him. Burying the dead teaches that even a zakim ve'en lefi kvodo must bury the dead. Rabbi Yochanan taught, L'charvi Yushalim ela shadanu ba'din Torah. Yushalim is destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains means that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that a found garment should be spread out for its benefit, but not for the finder's benefit. A question was posed, Utsarcho Utsarchamai. If he spreads it out for his own needs as well as the garment's needs, what is the halacha? A braisa teaches regarding Egla Rufa, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Badasha, and it thresh grain, Kasheret, it is still fit for Egla Rufa. Bishua Shatanik Vitadish Psua, but if he joined it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. This proves that actions for the needs of both is considered like only for his own needs. The Gemara answers that regarding Egla Rufa, the pasuk says, Asher lo ubadba, from which work was not done, disqualifying it, even through work for its own needs. If it did work only for its own benefit, it remains fit, similar to paraduma, which is not disqualified by a bird resting on it or a bull mating with it. The word ubad is written without a vav, which signifies actively working with it, teaching that just as an owner's working an animal pleases him, Av ubad de nichle, so too ubad must please the owner to disqualify. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if one found a sack, a box, or any item which he would not pick up even if it were his, he's not obligated to pick it up. A braisa darshens the pasuk, v'hi salamta, and you will hide it from the lost animal, meaning ignore it, teaching. Pamim she'atam misalem, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost item is in a cemetery, or she has zakin ve'enol. Or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor. Or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. The Gemara explains that the pasuk is only necessary for the middle case. Rava said, Hikisha, if he hit the animal to drive it towards its owner, he must finish returning it. Rava taught where this exemption does not apply. Kosha b'shalo, makser, anything he would return if it were his own, b'shal chaver, unami makser, he must also return if it's his friend's. And point with you, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. The Gemara asked that he was exempt as a zaken ve'enu lifi kvodo, and it answers, lifnim yishur sadin hu david, he went beyond the letter of the law, because Rabbi Yosef taught a brisa darshaning, v'hodata lehem ze beis chayem, and you shall inform them, this refers to the obligation to earn a livelihood, as haderech zogmil sasadim, the way, this refers to kind deeds, yelchu ze bikur chulim, that they may walk, this refers to visiting the sick, ba zokvur, in it, this refers to burying the dead, Vesamaisa Zehadin, and the actions, this refers to keeping the law itself. Asher Yasun Zolif Nimishor Zedin, that they should do, this refers to going beyond the letter of the law. Visiting the sick, which would be included in kind deeds, teaches that even one born under the same constellation, who takes 1/60th of the sixth person's sickness, must nonetheless visit him. Burying the dead teaches that even a zakim ve'enu lifi kvodo must bury the dead. Rabbi Yochanan taught, L'charvi Yushalim ela shadanu ba din Torah. Yushalim is destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains means that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Lamed, and our standard Simon is a Malamed, a Rebbe, a Malamed. So here goes. The elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how Negel Haruf is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went, Lifnim Yishur Sadin, once again slow motion. The elderly Rebbe, that must be Rondaf Lamed, Malamed. The elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, which reminds us of Brisa teaches regarding an Egel Arufa, Ignisu Arifka, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Badasha, and a thresh grain, Kasher, it's still fit for Egel Arufa. But if you join it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. So, the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which reminds us, a braisa darshan the pasuk v'salamta, and you hide from the lost animal, meaning you ignore it. Teaching, pam shata misalem, there are times that you may hide, if the finder is a kohen, and the lost animal is in a cemetery, osha hayazakin ve'enu lifi kvodo, or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor, or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. So the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Aruf is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went. Lifnim Yishur Hasadin, which reminds us, Rishma, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. Gemara asked that he was exempt as a zaken ve'enu lifi kvodo, and answers lifnim yishur zedin hu david. He went beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Yochanan taught, L'charv Yushalayim ela ashadanu ba'din Torah. Yushalayim was destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. So once again, the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Aruf is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav, who went, Lifnim Yishur Hasadin. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara, Daf Chavav. So the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers from the military coup, that must be on Daf Chavav. The soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, which reminds us, the mission the previous Daf taught that money found in a house which was rented to others may be kept because the owner is unknown. The Gemara asks, Lezel Basar Basar, let us follow the last renter and assume the money is his. Ramanashim Bar Yaakov answered the house was last rented to three Gentiles, so the coins may be kept. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles, who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Beis Din, which reminds us, Rav Nachman ruled, Ra'as Selish Nafal Mishnayim, if someone saw a Selah fall from one of two people, he must return it because the owner does not despair of it. Since he's confident that his companion found it, he can force him to make a shvuah basin and recover his coin. His later despair when his companion will truthfully swear it does not permit the coins to the finder, since Yeush Shalom Adas is not considered Yeush. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Beis Din, wondered how many averos they would transgress if they took it for themselves, which reminds us, Rava said that if one saw a Selah fall from its owner, and he took it before the owner despaired of it, with the intent to steal it, over Bechulin, he transgresses all of the possible prohibitions, namely, Osigzol, you shall not steal, Hashev Tishivim, and you shall surely return them, and Osuchol Hisalim, and you shall not hide from the lost article. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The traveling kazoo quartet, kazoo, that must more on Daf Chav Zayin. The traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazooer's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah wrote chamor in the pasuk. It teaches dafil chamor b'simani ha'ukaf, that even a donkey should be returned by the owner merely providing simaning of the saddle, which is sufficient proof that he owns the donkey as well. So, the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazooer's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned, because it was worth a prut at the time it was lost and then found, which reminds us two sources are brought excluding lost items worth less than a pruta. The Gemara argues that each time should agree that the other phrase also requires a pruta's worth at the other time when it's lost or when it's found, and concludes pruta shahukra v'huzla v'chaz v'hukra ikabanayu. The practical difference between them is an item worth a pruta, which depreciated and then appreciated, and was worth a pruta when it was lost and then found, but not in the interim. Rebuta requires it to be worth a pruta from the time of loss until it is found. So the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazooer's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned because it was worth a pruta at the times it was lost and then found, but could not agree if simanim were deraisa or derabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, simanim deraisa or derabanan, is the law to return lost objects based on providing simanim biblical or rabbinical? The nafka mina is whether we would return a get to a woman based on her providing simanim. Since this would enable her to remarry and it's not a mere monetary question, it would only be returned to her if it's biblically accepted evidence. Numerous proofs are offered and deflected. Daf Chav Ches, so the Simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches. Koach. The strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third ragel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Vad masai chayav hachris, until when is one obligated to announce a lost item? Rav Meir says, Ad kadei sheyedu bo shechinav, until the neighbors know about it, which the Gemara explains to mean the area in which the item was found. Rav Yehuda says it's announced for the three regalim, and then 7 days after the third ragel, kadei sheyelo chaveso shlosha, v'yachzer shlosha, v'yachriz yom echad, so that the owner has 3 days to go home and check his possessions, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce his lost item, and it's simanim. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third regel, openly announcing he had found a cloak without fear that a Rami would know the simanim, which reminds us, a Maraim discussed how a lost item is announced. Rav Yehuda says, Aveidasa Machris, he merely announces he found a lost item without specifying that it's a garment, for example, because Chayshin L'Ramai were concerned about a dishonest person who may know the simanim of the owner's garment and may unlawfully claim it. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris, he announces he found a garment and we're not concerned about a dishonest person, Din Ken, and will never so, because if so, there's no end to such concerns, meaning announcing a lost item would not solve the issue. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third ragel, openly announcing he found a cloak without fear that a Rami would know the simanim, which reminded someone listening that he had fed the useless rooster he found for long enough, and it was time to sell it. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol davar she'osev ha'ochel, any lost animal that works and eats, such as an ox, ya'osev ha'ochel, should work and eat from what it produces and not be sold. The davar she'ein osev ha'ochel, but something that does not work but eat, such as a rooster, yemacher, should be sold, and the proceeds are returned to the owner, because the pasuk says, v'hashevoso lo, and return it to him, teaching re'e hech tishivenu lo, see how you will return it to him, that its cost will not exceed its value. Dav chavtes, so the simon dav chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot, it was left on cot. That must be more dav chavtes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot, it was left on, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Chazam Beis discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold from the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish behen, the finder may use it. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva said, he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money, otherwise he would not be responsible for its loss. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses caring for someone's farm in his possession. Simcha says a new sefer should be rolled every 30 days, and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all farms should be rolled every 30 days. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot, it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara brings four additional rules when it comes to shaking out garments. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do the one can sell lost items which incur a cost to maintain? That's on Daf Chafchas. Good. Number 2, which stuff do a Zaken does not have to pick up a lost object if it does not befit his honor? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 3, which stuff do discuss whether one can keep money that is found stacked or in various formations? That's on Daf Cafe. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss whether one may use money from a lost item that was sold for the owner's benefit, and if he's liable if it was stolen? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do one can take money found in a home that was last rented by Gentiles? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn about the importance of going lifnim meshuras hadin? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do Malchukas regarding a lost item worth a pruta which depreciated and then appreciated, and whether it must be returned? That's on Daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you had to care for someone's sfarim that are left in your possession? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss finding something in a crowded place where the owner is going to despair of retrieving it? That's on Daf Chavdal. Good. Number 10. Which of the one how an egel roof is disqualified if it works both for the needs of itself and the owner? That's on Daf Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Yevram Goldfarb from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.